Hey, it's Jeffrey Craner, and I want to tell you, Welcome to Night Vale is on the road this winter and spring of 2024, and it's our newest live show called The Attic. So Cecil discovers slides from an old family road trip, which at first seems fun and joyful, but begin to change into something strange and dangerous. This show tells a tale of childhood memories warping through the lens of a cursed slide projection, a shape-shifting creepy doll, and of course, the totally normal dispatches from Night Vale's community radio station. The show stars Cecil Baldwin, Symphony Sanders, me, and Disparition with original music performed live. We'll also have a musical guest with us for all shows because what is Night Vale without its weather? We'll be in Europe in early March, Antwerp on the 2nd, Utrecht on March 3rd, Cologne on the 4th, Frankfurt and Berlin on the 6th and 7th of March, then London, Glasgow, and Bristol, March 9th, 10th, and 11th, March 13th in Leeds, the 14th we're in Manchester, and finishing up on March 16th in Dublin. But if you're in the US or Canada, come see our final shows of The Attic in April. We'll be in Toronto on April 1st, then St. Louis on the 3rd, Louisville on April 4th, Columbus April 5th, Pittsburgh April 6th, and April 7th, we're in Jersey City, and we'll close out that tour on April 8th in Northampton, Mass. If you've not seen our live shows before, they're super fun. They're entirely original stories never heard before on the podcast, and you don't need to be caught up on Night Vale at all. You don't even need to know what Night Vale is, so, I mean, you could bring your weird friend who doesn't listen to podcasts. They'll still have so much fun. Get dates, locations, and tickets for all of our remaining live shows of The Attic at welcometonightvale.com. Click on live shows. Go there now. While you're listening, you can multitask. Welcometonightvale.com. Click on live shows.
It's midnight Saturday in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and you're listening to the Kareem Nazari Show on 1080 KMCG. I'm your host, Kareem Nazari. My parents came to visit me this week. They drove in from Saugatuck, where they retired a few years ago, to a lake house, empty nesters. They were getting cabin fever this winter, so they decided last minute that they'd head up to the big city of Ann Arbor to visit their son. It's been nice having them. I love my parents. Super smart, caring, good people, all that. But I live in a two-bedroom apartment with my girlfriend and two cats, and Emma uses that second room as her office space, so it's been a little crowded and a little stressful. Plus, I do this late-night show, so my mom was a bit incredulous I didn't want wine at dinner. It's my callers that drink before my show, not me. I gotta keep a fresh mind. Otherwise, you people out there will have me believing all your crazy conspiracies. You listeners get drunk and I debunk. You know that's how it works. But before we get to your calls, the reason I bring up my parents visiting is not to complain about my tiny home. It's about the garbage that's filled their brains lately. I don't know which of you listeners got to my parents. Maybe they found one of your unhinged Facebook groups, but I'm not happy about it. There was an incident, I don't want to get into it, a few years back, and ever since then, they've started espousing some strange beliefs. Not even the real conspiracies like the junk you all call in with, but bizarre stuff. My father, who is a scientist, he taught mechanical physics at Michigan State for 20 years, said at dinner tonight, he doesn't believe the moon landing is real. But here's the crazy part. He said he believed that it was possible to get to the moon. That we certainly had the scientific know-how and technology to do it. He even agreed that the footage we have was incredibly accurate. No, what Dr. Raheem Nazari said to me, his adult child, was I don't believe we landed on the moon because I don't believe there is a moon. And my mother agreed. She has a doctorate in marine biology. Dinner got weird. Emma poured herself more wine, like to the lip of the glass, and just stared at me with these eyes that said, they're your family, dude. So no, I don't believe in the supernatural, and I don't believe in pseudoscience, but maybe, if there's one exception, after tonight, perhaps, I believe that there are body snatchers. Okay, I'm already on high alert for tonight's show, so let's get to your calls. You're on the air.
Hello?
Who is this?
I can tell you my name.
Then make one up.
Can you put one of those filters on my voice where it sounds real low?
Sure. What are you calling about, unnamed caller?
Okay, I was visiting family a few months back. They live in, well, I don't want to say exactly where because I know the government is listening. Let's just say a small town in the desert. And there was a whole story about how the moon was invented in the 19th century as a way to control werewolves.
And you did your own research to verify this?
You don't need a PhD to be a scientist. We've all been scientists at one point or another in our lives. You're such an elitist, Kareem.
Listen, Doug. You sound like a Doug, so I'm just going to call you Doug, okay?
How did you know my name?
Doug, I never thought I'd have to say this sentence unironically to anyone, but Doug, here goes. The moon is real.
Follow the money, Kareem. Look who owns the moon.
If you say George Soros,
George Soros.
Wow, only took one call to get to anti-Semitism. New record, folks. It's going to be a long show tonight. Next caller, who's this? What do you got?
Hey, Kareem. This is Gina in Ypsilanti. Sorry about that last caller there. Just want you to know that you have a lot of listeners who love your show, love your thoughts and conspiracies, don't always agree with you, but respect the heck out of you.
Thanks, Gina. What's your question?
Do you believe in doppelgangers?
You mean, do I believe there are people who look just like other people, I guess?
No, like there are two of the exact same person.
Oh, sure. Secret government cloning. No, I don't.
Maybe? I don't know where doppelgangers come from. But I was in front of Frank's Drugs just now on Western Michigan Avenue, walking home from the tap room where I had just had some drinks with my friends, and I ran into you, and we talked. For like a while. Just now. I was wearing a yellow hat, and I had my dog with me. He's a border collie mixed with gray eyes. Do you remember?
Just now? No, of course not. Plus, I live in Ann Arbor. I don't really ever go to Ypsilanti. How many ranch waters did you have tonight, Gina?
The thing is, Kareem, it was you.
Gina, it was...
You don't have a nail on your right middle finger. You showed it to me. You got your finger caught in a door jam when you were 9. It crushed the bone, and after an infection, the nail fell off. The doctors were able to save your fingertip, but now it's bent at the knuckle, and the nail just never grew back. And today I had a tooth pulled, and I wanted to get a root canal, but insurance doesn't cover root canals for molars, so I had to have it removed. And I was still a little numb, and I'm drooling a little bit when I met you, and maybe it was the anesthesia, or maybe it was meeting a celebrity, but I told you about my tooth pulled, and it made me sad, because I'm forever changed, and I will never get that tooth back. And you were very sweet. You showed me your finger, told me how much it hurt, but how much you loved being different. Most people have boring fingers, but not me, you said. Most people have boring smiles, but not you, Gina. That's what you said. And it made me feel well. It made my day, Kareem.
How could you possibly know
about... But then it got weird, because I realized as I was talking to you, it was midnight on a Saturday, and that's when you do your show. And I asked if you were off tonight, and you acted confused. In fact, you seemed kind of lost. Not like absent-minded, but you like literally didn't know where you were.
Gina, are you listening to yourself? That's not my doppelganger you talked to. That's literally a random dude that you drunkenly thought was me.
It might not have been you, Kareem, but it wasn't a rando. It was definitely a version of you. And this version of you thought he was from a city called Night Vale.
Oh, of course. You're one of the Night Vale people. I heard about this place on every stupid podcast there is. Pod Save America, You're Wrong About, my brother and me, even Hello from the Magic Tavern. Do podcast people just recycle the same storyline? I'm sure Night Vale is a real town. And I'm sure it's weird, but so is Marfa, Texas. So is Slab City, California. So is Lilydale, New York. There are lots of weird little towns to get obsessed with.
Well, I hadn't heard of it until you told me about it in front of Frank's. And then when I told you we were in Ypsilanti, Michigan, you got excited. Mostly because I pronounced Michigan right, and I thought that was strange. It's pronounced like it looks. And then you said you'd been stuck in that Night Vale place since 2015, trying to get back to Michigan. And here you were, finally in Michigan. And you kept saying, Michigan, like it was a name you hadn't heard in years. And then you said you needed to see your family again.
Wait a minute.
And then I said, shouldn't you be getting ready for your radio show, Kareem? And you said, what radio show? I have a radio show? And I laughed because you're so very funny, Kareem. And that's why I listened to your show. And we walked to my apartment. I live just up the road. I can see Frank's Drugs from my bathroom window. And I played the radio for you. And lo and behold, there you were in my living room listening to yourself on the air. So I had to call because I thought maybe you were lying to your fans about doing the show live. You had to have recorded these shows. But nope. Here you are, live.
Gina, where is this man now? The one you met in front of Frank's.
Oh, you told me you couldn't remember your address, so I Googled it. It wasn't hard to find. You should get one of those data scrubbing services. Lots of crazy people out there, Kareem. You don't want them knowing where you live.
You told him where I live?
I mean, he showed me his finger and he was missing a nail.
We're done here, Gina. Listen to me, folks. I started this show because I love conspiracies. I don't believe them, but I think they're interesting, and it's fun if you keep it fun. A few years ago, a man started writing letters to my mother, claiming he was me. Then he started calling the house, again, claiming he was me. And he knew a lot, I mean a lot, of personal details about my childhood. And he had my mom convinced until one day he called when I was home. And that sent my mother and father both down an emotional wormhole. It messed them up. They're rational people, and since that moment, they've been less so. So let's cut the crazy, okay? If I'm going to keep this show on the air, you've all got to keep your cool. Next caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Kareem. I'm so glad I got through.
I'll let you know in a minute if I share that sentiment. What do you want to talk about? Kennedy, Area 51, Denver Airport?
I want to talk about Night Vale.
Oh, come on. Just go outside. Look around you. The world is messed up. It's messed up enough without us needing to make up a fake town full of fake conspiracies that you heard on some Radiotopia podcast. You want to know a real town full of real government conspiracies? Detroit. Maybe you've heard of it? Flint? Well, Flint is 50 miles up 23. Why do you need to invent new demons? Demons aren't even real. They're folktales we make up so we don't have to see the real harm real humans inflict on each other every single day. So I don't want to talk about Night Vale.
Well, I do. And it is real.
What state is Night Vale in, then? You've got all the info? Tell me how to find Night Vale on a map.
You're asking the wrong questions, Kareem.
Then help me. Teach me, oh wise caller. What questions should I be asking?
How I got out of Night Vale.
Okay, how did you get out of Night Vale? Well, are you going
to... A friend of mine. She used to be the mayor of Night Vale, in fact, told me about a door. It wasn't attached to anything. It was two-dimensional. You could only see it from one side. I found the door just today, as a matter of fact, and I went through it. And suddenly, here I was in Michigan. I hadn't been here in years. I haven't seen my family in years.
Hold on.
You also didn't ask me my name, Kareem. Don't you usually ask your callers that?
Sure, but we got right into it.
Ask me my name.
What's your name, caller?
My name is also Kareem. Not such an unusual name, really. Don't you want to know where I'm calling from, Kareem? I'm calling from just outside my apartment. A little two-bedroom off South Maple Road. And this looks like my parents' car out front, a 2011 forest-green Subaru Outback. Oh, and it's still got the Obama-Biden sticker on it. And one for Bernie. Like, Bernie Sanders, did he run for president?
Stop, right there. Leave my family alone, whoever you are.
You know exactly who I am. I'm Kareem Nazari, and I just want to talk to my parents again. I'm sorry to alarm you. I think I'm frightening everyone. It's just that I have questions. Because I don't know if there were always two Kareems or if you and I split off later, but my memories are your memories until I got that internship. And until this very evening, I haven't been able to get home.
This is a prank call. I'm hanging up and I'm calling the police.
I don't think you should do...
Listeners, I've got to cut tonight's show short. Let's just play some music. Here's Scarlet Sails with My Love.
Time I look at you, feeling blue, the clouds part, my love. And if I stumble all the way, you take my hand and light my way, my love. And it comes as no surprise. I'll give you my my heart. I still don't know. a chance to escape. We've chosen to stay. We've had a chance to escape. We've chosen to stay.
This is Kareem. Leave a message.
Hey, Kareem. It's Gina. Sorry for calling your personal number. You really need to get your private data off the internet. But you don't have to worry about me being one of the crazy ones. I'm a total normo. Really boring. But I did want to call you to say that I was just staring at Frank's Drugs on Western Michigan Avenue. Sorry, Western Michigan. Nope, I can't talk. Western Michigan. You know what road I'm talking about. Anyway, I saw you walk into a little doorway next to Frank's. You were with an older couple. Were those your parents? Anyways, when I walked down to the door, I wasn't following you, by the way. I was just being curious. But then when I got to the door you went through, it wasn't there. It was just a plain old wall. Where did you go? Was that even you? Oh, it was the other guy, wasn't it? Oh, my God. Oh, I cannot wait to hear next week's show. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Okay, and if, like, you wanted to call me back, you can. I know you have a girlfriend. I don't mean like that. Just, nah, shut up, Gina. Gina! Blah! Stop talking me. Okay. Bye.
Hey, man, it's Kareem from Night Vale. Mom and Dad are coming with me. I want them to see where I've been living. I need them to believe me, even though you don't. I used to be that way, too. We are the same person, or were, at some point. And I know you love Mom and Dad, but so do I. You can't know what it's like to miss them, to be afraid about what's going on, to experience true existential terror. But you will. And I'm really sorry, dude. They'll be back, probably. I'll find them a way back to Milligan. Mysticam. Mitch. It's already starting, and we're not even through the door yet. I suppose you're wondering why I didn't bring you with me. Well, I thought about that, but two things. One, you wouldn't have agreed anyway, and two, my friend, the one I told you about who showed me the door, she warned me about bringing my doppelganger to Night Vale. Things don't go well for doubles there. She wouldn't elaborate, but looked pretty serious. All right, I'll stay in touch. Mom and Dad will, too, as best we can. Night Vale is pretty weird, man. Hey, did you hear that episode of 99% Invisible about the Brownstone Fire? They did a really good job on that. Really captured the vibe of the town. I'm glad more people know about Night Vale in your world. Maybe we'll finally figure out how to get reliable roads in and out of town. And maybe one day, you'll be able to come here, too. Again, really sorry, so take care. Okay.
Welcome to Night Vale is a production of Night Vale Presents. It is written by Joseph Fink and Jeffrey Craner and produced by Disparition. The voice of Kareem was Adil Rafai. The voice of Doug was John Patrick Cohen. The voice of Gina was Erin Keefe. Original music by Disparition. All of it can be found at disparition.bandcamp.com. This episode's song in the middle was My Love by Scarlet Sails. Find out more at scarletsales.bandcamp.com. Comments, questions, email us at info@welcometonightvale.com or follow us on Twitter at Night Vale Radio or eavesdrop on the conversations of neighborhood dogs. Oh, woof woof, really? So interesting. Woof woof. Check out welcometonightvale.com for info about our upcoming tour and how to be the weather on Night Vale. Yes, you. I mean, if you are good at music. Today's proverb. Sun's out, guns out. Moon's out, spoon's out. Stars out, Lars out. Hi, Lars.
From the creators of Welcome to Night Vale, Alice Isn't Dead, and Within the Wires comes a new Audible original. Unlicensed. In the outskirts of Los Angeles, where the cul-de-sacs and strip malls sprawl into the desert, two unlicensed private investigators scrape by on whatever small cases come their way. But when a teenage girl pleads for them to take the strangest case of their career, this unlikely pair, with no resources and no backup, will follow a trail of seemingly unconnected cases, which will lead them to a ransom, a murder, a mysterious wellness center, and a conspiracy that might go all the way to the governor.
It's important to catch small fires early. They don't stay small for long.
Unlicensed. Available now at audible.com/unlicensed.
From PRX.